Good afternoon. Good Memorial Day afternoon. Today is Monday, May the 28th, 148th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is proud Eureka citizen and fisherman, Rob Arkley.
Hey, Bri, how are you, buddy?
And in that order, right?
No.
Oh, you're a proud fisherman before you're a proud Eureka citizen.
Well, I guess, you know what, you're right. But it's close.
You're vacillating.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of the
especially
jar.
This
a little
year.
Little vacillation out of the jar, huh?
Yeah. This is the year to be a fisherman in Humboldt County.
Okay.
Yeah, really is. We're going to have an epic run of fish.
I go down to the fisherman's store and buy the fisherman fish.
It's always a high percentage move.
Yeah. My hook rate is a little higher than yours.
You really land them, too.
Yeah. This afternoon we'll talk about a bunch of things going on in Humboldt County, a bunch of neat things, a bunch of potential things as we're on the verge of this thing that they call summer.
You think?
We'll find out whether we think or not when we come back.
Wonderful.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 416. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Arkley. But before we do, our quote this afternoon.
This is a great quote.
You waiting for the drum roll here?
I am, and I didn't hear it. Thank you. You miss 100% of the shots you never take, by Wayne Gretzky. Isn't that true?
You know, that could be free throw shooting from Greg Oden.
Did he play any pro games?
Not many so far.
No. And what an athlete he was.
Oh. You look at some of these kids coming out, how monster really is almost an applicable phrase.
Well, your son.
Yeah, but he's not 280, 320 pounds.
No,
and ripped.
But he's ripped.
But you know, some of these kids playing football, you know, these juniors that are being looked at by the four-year schools.
No,
hey, you look at it, you know, the kid's like 15 or 16, he's 300 pounds and does a 4.5. You know, what?
It's not just that. It's that they shave.
Yeah.
I didn't shave until, like, I was 21. I don't know if I shaved when I was in college. And these kids now are shaving in high school.
Yeah, it's interesting what they talk about, you know, the rate of maturation. You know, most of them are focusing on the gals and, you know, their development. But some of these guys, I mean, it really – you wouldn't know what to really think if it was from, like, 25 years ago. What has happened?
Yeah. No, something's happened.
Huge. Huge difference.
It really is. And it's...
And maybe, you know, weights, diet, you know, nutrition, some of that kind of stuff. But a lot of these kids, they're not in the weight room. Diet consists of, you know, what side of the menu at the fast food place of their choice they're eating.
And what kind of purple Kool-Aid are they drinking?
Yeah.
I mean, the sugar-free or what? They just are just genetically just studs.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe there is something to this nuclear exposure thing.
Could be. let's hope so. It could be sunspots, too.
Yeah. As you look at some of the things that have happened, well, I guess vicariously for a lot of it for you guys, because you haven't been around as much as normal, with the economic development and the building and the planning department in the county. General comment?
Well, number one, the fact that Gerard got to quit and leave after all the charades he's put on through the planning department, it was kind of sad. I hope they hire someone good. Right now, I would not say there's a demonstrable improvement. The person running the interim planning director is simply not a qualified individual in my humble estimation.
And you won't put your stamp on anything anyway for changes until you get the official... I mean, if you're interim something, You just kind of keep the
momentum
going.
Well, she wouldn't
going.
Put it on anyway.
Okay.
So, I mean, interim is irrelevant. It's just the ends justifies the means, and we're not going to – we're going to – the planning department needs to be turned upside down and shaken. So I'm quite encouraged by the opportunity for a change. I am quite saddened. I haven't always agreed with Jimmy Smith, but I'm saddened that his health is deteriorating again, and so that's not good. I'm hopeful this county can take a different approach other than litigating everything. They've got to start getting into settlement mode rather than litigating all these issues. It's burdensome on the taxpayers, and it's just oppressive for the budget. And so we've got to stop that stuff now.
There's just been a tendency to that? Or there's just been a lot of people who have been running around going to the deep pockets?
No. I think it's the deep pockets who can afford to litigate. The little guys have gotten run over. The county has just run a reign of terror on the landowners. It's been unconscionable what landowners have been put through. And I'm not saying landowners in the sense of huge tracts of timberland. I'm talking about if you have a lot. I'm talking about if you, you know, any iteration thereof. It's been awful with the county. I'm encouraged with the city. I think the city's on the right track. We just issued a new bond here in Eureka. I think it came out AA-, which is a really wonderful rating in today's...
In California.
In California. Yeah. No, so that's just really good. Tyson deserves a lot of credit for that. So there are a lot of positive things. I'm pretty excited about a lot of these things.
You mentioned Dave. I wrote Dwayne. Turnover with the city managers in Fortuna as well as in Eureka. Okay timing?
Well, I think being a city manager is a very difficult job. You're always dealing with constituencies and emotional constituencies. So I think it's hard to make everyone happy. It is very difficult to replace city managers. It's replacing a CEO. So it causes insecurity and, frankly, a bit of a hiatus in progress for the cities when they change. So change is never good. And these are both Dwayne and David are excellent city managers. So I think our area is going to be hurt by it. I will tell you, both leave their cities in better condition than they found them. So we should.
Well, and that's the legacy that you want.
That's a great legacy. And so we should all give them thanks for what they've done.
I think of that when I'm at a restaurant. Leave it better than when I came in.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I certainly leave it heavier.
Yeah. Yeah. KINS, News and Information, time is 4:42. The restaurant's not heavier.
No, just good old Rob.
Yeah, okay. We'll be back with more from Rob Barkley.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money, you won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 4:26. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Barkley. Rob, as you look at the Economic Development Department, let's call it a department, it was underneath Kirk Girard. We've talked a little bit about it in the past when they were looking for Headwaters monies and, you know, whether or not the balance, the budget had been balanced. Orford was out by, healthy six figures. Putting it underneath the CAO's office, to me, just makes a ton of sense. Instead of having it out by itself or tucked underneath somebody else's department, because I would think you'd want to have monetary oversight. Okay. You want to have somebody who's connected in with what's going on in the county. And the ability to connect in, kind of, you know, the Chamber of Commerce for the county, I would think that you would want to have that close to the heartbeat of the county's infrastructure and administration.
Of course, and not only that, I think Phil Haynes is pretty smart. It's a significant upgrade in talent. I think we've asked for too little out of that area. I mean, the people running those areas are not what I would call dynamic. So I think we can get a lot of improvement out of that area, and having them directly reportable to someone who's dollars and cents oriented.
Disciplined. Financially disciplined.
Phil is disciplined. I think it's a great move, too. I really do.
Of course, it hasn't happened yet. But,
it's got to.
That's what I'm nibbling on everybody to try. Because it makes sense, but I would... Well, let me ask you this. I have the thought, and Jimmy and I talked about this on last week's show. I see that as the county chamber of commerce. Okay? Ombudsman. That thing.
Yeah.
counselor, perhaps, guidance on some of the legislative stuff. But as somebody who, or a department who, is tasked with attracting jobs to the area, period. Not this retention thing and this foo-foo. New businesses, new jobs to the area. How likely, in Papstein's world, would it be for a you or me to go calling on other businesses in California and say, you know, if you're tired of the hustle and bustle in Santa Rosa, if Petaluma isn't the Petaluma you remember, if San Francisco isn't what San Francisco was, et cetera, we would be more than interested in finding you a location in Humboldt County. Yeah, you're still in the state of California, but we think we can bring some things to the table that you may not be aware of. Face-to-face, knocking on the door, getting out of town, and calling on businesses to see if they would want to expand or relocate.
Oh, you mean they are actually going to sell our area?
As a concept.
Promote our area?
But one-on-one.
What a novel. Of course, it's point of contact sales. It's just an absolute way it should be done. I don't have to tell you about this. You market every day. But this area, I mean, let's face it. When you go into that department, if you're a business from out of town, because I've spoken to some, I mean, those are singularly unimpressive people who do not go out of their way to promote the area, and they also love to pick winners and losers as to what business should locate here. So I think your idea of actively soliciting businesses in our area is the way we should be doing it.
Do you think that the county leadership would permit this to happen?
Kirk Girard gone, a lot of things are open. Yeah.
But I'm thinking with people going after some of the electeds or the department heads because you spent $5,000 in travel budget this year. How dare you? Wait a minute. If this person is out face-to-facing, say, 2 weeks out of every month, there's going to be travel expenses.
Yeah, but the effectiveness can be measured.
Well, no question about it. But if somebody just sees a budget time or somebody wants to shoot at their favorite supervisor, well, how come the travel budget's over $100,000 this year?
Well, let's be honest. Depends on what they're doing. Mark Lovelace went down to Sacramento for a different reason than dealing on our project, but managed to get time to go in and try to scuttle the Marina Center. And so part of the problem is when these politicians, elected politicians, go out, they're probably doing more politically oriented things. I think what you're defining is a job – that we need a person who's on the road X months.
Hustling Humboldt County.
Hustling Humboldt County. And frankly, we need to consider the concept of, and I'm just picking a name out, instead of having that job, why don't? What about outsourcing it to a Leona Simpson? Someone, you know, who's high energy, who can sell the area. We've got to get more talent in that position. They, you know what the number one most improved business climate in the United States is? Louisiana. Why? Because they're selling ferociously.
It's 4:31.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lempus to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 4:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Arkley. Rob, as you look at the business climate, I don't know why or when, but taking a little bit of different routes, driving to work, that kind of stuff, stunned, disappointed, saddened, et cetera, at the number of vacant storefronts that Eureka has. Blight, ghetto.
Ugly.
Just, yeah.
Crummy, ugly.
Tired. It's all those kinds of words were flashing to my, I mean, it was really a very depressing drive going from right around Bayshore out here to the station, you know, which is kind of the entire downtown corridor.
No.
Do you sense that? As I you talk to individuals and business is up, business is down, things are happening, the restaurants are humming, but just observation. And it must have been early in the morning. No, you know when it was? It was on Monday afternoon, and there were maybe two cars parked on a block on 4th and 5th.
We're
just like nothing was going on.
It's really noticeable. And the other thing is, like, Wendy's went out last week. And why did Wendy's go out? That Jason Singleton or whatever his name is, the lawyer who sues for Disability Act violations, hit him. He's now taken out Arctic Circle, Wendy's. What's the other one? He didn't get K-Fry.
No, that was something else.
yeah. But I mean, that business got litigated out of, those businesses were litigated out of business. I don't understand the vacancy that we are tolerating as landowners, landlords in town. I mean, and I have a partner with a vacancy, and vacancy is expensive, and it also is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Once you start with vacancy, it adds to. We just got back from the National Shopping Center Conference, ICSC, down in Las Vegas. We had five people there this week.
Did you go to the pawn store?
I don't know. We should have. Well, you know what's great about this group is we're all slowly maturing, and they were in bed like at 9:15. And so, but anyway, they
references said, to the shows that night were TV.
Yeah. Basketball.
Yeah.
But they all said, number one, it's the best ICSC conference, retail shopping center conference, that they have been to in 6 years, 7 years.
Because
there's just optimism, things are flowing. I don't understand why we have the vacancy here in town. It's being tolerated, and landlords are not coming down on their rents. You know, there's two ways to deal with a vacancy. You sit around and wait for someone to pay up what you used to get, or you say, you know, I'm in. Each month of vacancy is really expensive. I better take what I can get and fill it. That's our approach. Some people wait for the next nickel.
Yeah, it's really two separated schools of thought.
Well, we're seeing the schools of thought. Yeah. I mean, the vacancy in this town, and these are cruddy, awful-looking buildings now.
Now, are these absentee?
No. I don't think there's that much absentee real estate around here anymore.
Okay. So it's just the old guard mentality.
It's the old guard, suck it dry mentality, and by God, I'm not going to take less than $1 a foot and something. And so it's just not the way I do business. It's bad for a town to have landlords do that, I think.
Because it's stagnant.
Well, it's self-fulfilling, Brian. What is more depressing than a vacant storefront? Other than a glass broken in one, but
I was thinking of the unofficial guard out in front.
Yeah, well, that's not good.
Yeah.
Well, no, the unofficial guard meaning a fence.
No, meaning a bum.
Oh.
Sleeping in front of.
Yeah.
And you see those in some of the doorways and stuff.
Boy, now. Second Street looks tired right now. Jeez.
Yeah. So again, I didn't know if it was just a bad day for me.
Well, first of all, it is.
Others
gray.
Are seeing it. Yeah. Fine.
Yeah,
no, it was sunny on Tuesday, though.
No, it's Willits drove through the other day. It looks pretty crummy, too. So I don't know. Maybe it's endemic to the North Coast. But we need to start filling. There are tenants out there. It is not a difficult leasing market, in my estimation.
Are they out there in our markets?
Sure. Sure.
So are we talking about relocating from one full business storefront to an empty business storefront? Or are we talking about people who aren't in business right now that could get into business?
Well,
if rent was more affordable.
Of course. Yeah. Are we just hopscotching around to the cheapest rent? And we tend to be the vacuum cleaner on cheap rent at our company. We just like to fill space. And so I do think there are businesses that will come into this town. It's a good retail town overall. General growth squeezes the last dime out of most people. But if you're a little more tenant-friendly and realize it's a partnership, not a extraction.
Well, Pearson's Mall.
He's full.
He's full. He's got the one on the backside.
Yeah, but he does a great job. I think
Greg's a regular guy.
Greg does a great job of just filling it. But he doesn't try to skin people, I don't think. General growth has a different model.
And that's why one is full and one isn't?
Correct.
KINS, News and Information Time, 4:41. We'll be back with more from Rob Arkley.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 4:44. We're back to Talk Shop this Memorial Day with Rob Arkley. Rob, thinking of the future, thinking of this summer, thinking of the region, we got the railroad that, I guess, the feasibility studies, everybody's pretty much getting behind to see if the viability of that. We've got the bay that's still sitting there. We've got development that could be going on along the bay. I guess Dolores and John Ash are reconfiguring their project to something else again. So perhaps there'll be some traction on that. Do you feel any momentum? Or is it more the empty storefront that we were talking about in the last segment?
Well, I think the rail, contrary to the North Coast Journal drive-by piece, has some traction, is my sense. And as the rail goes, the port will go.
Can the port go without the rail?
Not as well. It'll be mainly a log export, lumber export port.
Well, that's what it was.
Well, it's not bad if you're happy with that. I happen to want, another 1,000 jobs, and so
I'd like to see a couple mills actually working, so that that could be part of that sequence as well.
We have a good fiber basket here. We grow a lot of wood.
Fiber basket. Have you been reading again?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
well, and so the uh, uh, I, I feel like we still have great opportunities here, and I like the redundant fiber. I think that's good. I fail to understand what in the world someone trying to stop a rail is thinking about. I mean, Lovelace is trying to stop it, and I don't quite get it. But, you know, we're time's on our side on that one, and, you know, they're all worried about it. We'll get the studies done. We'll move forward on that. The other opportunities around here is the technology able to be created up here. In other words, the programmers that you're talking about, why not move up here? See, that's the type of thing that an entrepreneurial go to a, have a real live business development person who can go to a Stanford MBA, who can, you know, teach them to come up here. That's your alternative workforce that really will grow. I mean, we're...
Now, we don't need fancy permitting to do that kind of stuff. I would think the existing would allow for that.
The vacant storefronts we talked about, those
yeah.
are... Yeah, you bet. And so what we're living through, though, as a society is just a delevering period. And so it makes capital's debt is hard to get. So it makes all... Everybody going to a bank is getting... You know, it's hard to borrow money right now.
So is everybody getting fatigued and tired?
Some are. I mean, you can see it on some people's faces. Some people feel better about things. We have, you know, made the steps necessary that we needed to do, and we'll be adding dramatically.
HP doing their big layoff?
Yeah, Meg's laying off 30,000 people. That's a slug of people.
Yeah. Facebook's IPO, whoops.
That's a technology glitch. I don't get
too excited. In the niche, though, and that's been one that's really driven an awful lot of the economy in California. Is that in a transition also, in addition to all the other things that the state and we will be having to deal with?
Well, California needs to understand that they are now the General Motors of states. They are headed for a bankruptcy. I just don't see, and I keep saying, if you're going to charge 13% income tax, why not 20? Why not 25? I mean, where's the limit going to be? So at some point, we've got to realize it's not a revenue side issue.
You'd think that that window would have opened a long time ago and let that thought in.
Seems to be a great mystery. And so I'm thinking California is going, we have innovative, creative people. We have great natural bounty resources. And we are close, we are the gateway to Asia, both coming and going. So
we're still hammering the bejeebers out of businesses in California.
Yeah.
Oregon's pretty darn close.
Oregon's trying. They're getting a silver medal as far as tagging businesses. But Nevada calls us and says, will you relocate here? Louisiana says, "Will, what can we do?" You know, Louisiana is now the second biggest film state. It just passed.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Well, it's funny what tax credits do.
Yeah. Well, maybe that ought to be a couple doors we knock on, huh?
Perhaps. It's such a macro business that it's driven by our state tax policy, and Humboldt County has very little to offer. If you want to see a Rust Belt, go to Hollywood. I mean, they've all moved.
Yeah, isn't that sad?
Yeah. But, you know, overall, we're going to fix these things. There's not a doubt in my mind we're going to fix them.
No, it's a survivability between now and then.
I don't think it's survival anymore. I think we've all survived. I think the bigger question is how long do we stay bumming along the bottom? Everyone likes to grow. I mean, it's fun to grow a business and to see revenues increasing and that sort of thing, and it's fun to hire new people. And so, you know, we're going to be hiring people. I'm excited about that. I see the bottom as protracted for a lot of businesses, but things are clearly getting better.
Happy Memorial Day.
And thank those
Reflect,
who gave.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
See, I can do it in one word.
Yours is better.
Always, man, always.
Thank you.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Excellent. You'll see you tomorrow.